Now, here's the details. This is hot off the press. Since you and Bob have canceled all the debt everywhere, you have now since unearthed and uncovered that how they actually foreclose on your property is that they sign a power of attorney on your behalf, forfeiting the property for sale at the courthouse steps so that they can be the first bidder and basically complete the foreclosure process through reclaiming the security deed. But they now are the deed holder of record. Now you've let the cat out of the sack that these people can file their own documents and they can sign a power of attorney for the CEO of, say, Chase Manhattan Bank on their behalf and sign the individual that their name to it as attorney in fact for Chase Manhattan Bank, send it to your local registrar's office and they'll cancel your debt. Since you and Bob have canceled all the debts, there's a fallout from that. How they foreclose on your real estate, on your property, is they sign a piece of paper as a power of attorney on your behalf to proceed with the foreclosure process. And if you saw those documents, you'd find that that's what they do. They sign a document on your behalf that you are allowing foreclosure to take place.
But you don't even know that.
But see, James does in his world because he's real smart. So that is, now that that information is out, people are filing their own paperwork and they are signing their names on documents as the attorney or power of attorney, in fact, for, say, the CEO of Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Chase Manhattan Bank, AB AMBRO, any of these banks, they're signing the power of attorney just like the banks do on their behalf, which is not appropriate. So they do the exact same thing, sign their own name and as a document, releasing the claim of the secured canceling the debt. And they're sending it to their local registrar's office, and they go through the process, stamp, 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 like they actually read that crap. They don't read it. They just stamp, 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 stamp. Well, it, in effect, cancels their debt the same way they foreclose on the individuals. They say, oh, that's illegal. You can't do that. They say, okay. They pick up anybody's foreclosed property. And they go, okay, who signed this piece of paper as attorney, in fact, for the bank when it was foreclosed on? That's also illegal. Give that back. So they got caught in their own stinky.
The people that have just heard you say that?
Yes.
Has anybody actually experienced that?
Yes.
Listening right now that is going to call in?
Oh, well, they're so happy with their canceled mortgage. That may not be the fastest path to their joy. But because of your work in the trenches, back in the fatness of all this prosperity that everybody was laughing up, now they've come to the conclusion that it's not working. And they can file a piece of paper, and then there's nothing that the big bad banker can do.
When the bank signs on your behalf and forecloses, then they take it over. The next step is then they assume the property.
That's correct.
Yeah.
You sign as a power of attorney on behalf of the CEO of that particular fiduciary, and they stamp, 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 and the debt cancels. There's nothing they can say because what are they going to say? Oh, no, 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 no. This person did not have power of attorney to complete this cancellation of this debt. And then you say, okay, pull every foreclosure, and every one of those is included a power of attorney that they sign or some officer signs on your behalf saying that you forfeit the property for non-payment.
Some attorneys and other people I know that are in lawsuits, they've mentioned this to me and kind of asked it as if they were asking a question and weren't sure what was going to happen because the stuff that's happened in the courts is totally new, and some lawyers I've talked to, they've never seen anything like it ever.
Because they're playing by the same rules that the banks are playing by, and the banks don't like it when everybody's playing on the same level.